Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacom IGR plus Sentinel insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840. Well, live and feeder futures seem set to open on a mixed basis this morning. Torn between residual buying interest and beef demand concerns, the hog prices should begin moderately higher, supported by positive pork demand. Although we could start to see a few preliminary bids surface in feedlot country today, significant trade volume will probably be delayed until tomorrow or Friday. Some show lists are priced around 120 in the south and 190 to 192 plus in the north. Live and feeder futures are geared to open on a mixed basis thanks to spillover buying interest on one hand and beef demand concerns on the other. Hog buyers are expected to resume procurement chores Wednesday with bids steady to a dollar lower. The Saturday kills anticipated to be another light one as packers have entered summer scheduling tendencies due to fewer hogs available and tighter margins. Now, moving over to the grains. The grain futures were higher today with higher this morning, opening that way this morning with fresh buying in soybeans helping boost prices across the board as traders square positions ahead of Thursday's acreage and grain stocks reports. Financial markets also seem to be coming to grips with Britain's vote to leave the European Union, helping stocks recover some of their big losses of the last couple of days. The wheat prices are following other markets higher today, getting some help from a weaker dollar as prices of competitors fluctuate rapidly on turmoil in global currencies. Spring wheat ratings slipped again last week, though our model knocked 1.1 bushels per acre off yield potential. It remains a strong 50.5 bushels per acre, which would be a record if that is achieved. The corn prices are hoping to hang on to overnight gains after a rally Monday mostly ran out of steam. Monday's crop progress report was unchanged nationally, but again slipped in our state-by-state analysis, losing about 28 bushels per acre. And the soybeans sharply higher this morning, attracting follow-through buying after Monday's big gains. We'll check futures in a moment.
Cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy cattle coming up Friday, July 1st, from Superior Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time with 17,500 head of cattle to be offered, 3,200 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 4,200 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows. For more details about this week's sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Checking our cattle futures. Live cattle futures for August up 70 cents at 112.72. October up 75 cents at 113.05. The August feeder cattle at the close up 50 cents, 140.67. September up 47 cents at 139.72. The hog futures for July unchanged at 83.15. August was up 47 cents, 83.97. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Well, the July was down 4 cents at 408.75. September down 3 cents at 428.25. July wheat Chicago's down 3 cents, 443.75. September down a penny at 457.25. July corn unchanged at 385.25. September down a half, 388.75. July soybeans up 17.5 cents, 1150.5. August up 15.5 cents at 1146.25. On the cotton futures here today, July is up 64, 65.30. October's up 18, 66.32. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.